Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Leinishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abaso, Daf Kuf Mem Tes. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph brings a story that Isser Giyur was about to die, and he wanted to give his assets to his son. His son, which was not a son according to Halacha, because it was Hayrosa Shalom Begdusho and Ledosa Begdusho, so he didn't inherit him directly. Rava was holding on to money that belonged to Isser Giyur. And the Gemara mentions that Rava went to different ways that Isser Giyur could give his assets to his son, and he says none of them will work. So came Rav Iko Breder Vami, and he says there is a solution. There's something called Odisa. Isser Giyur could be moide, could admit that these assets belong to his son, and that's all transferred. And that's what happened, and then Isser Giyur did do the Odisa. So Rava was upset. They're teaching people tainus and causing me to lose. If they wouldn't teach him, I would be able to keep the money. And this Gemara is very tamuah. What's shot? Rava was trying to keep money, knowing that there's a way that Isser Giyur could transfer it, and he still wanted to keep it. Didn't want Isser Giyur to know about it. How do you understand this Gemara? So the Chazon Ish in Choshem Mishpat in the Kutim in Siman Chof Aleph addresses this. And he says, you know, the Rava, as Mivur in the Gemara in Tainis, Rava was very busy with Tzedakis. He used to take care of the Anim and give them their Tzedakah. Rava wanted to use this money for Tzedakah purposes. And furthermore, says the Chazon Ish, Isser Giyur himself, if he would know what Rava is intending to do with the money, he would like Rava to do that. And at the Chazon Ish, that the son of Isser Giyur, Rav Mari, we see from the Gemara Mometzia, he was rich, he had enough money. So Isser Giyur would be happy that Rava uses it for tzedakah. So in other words, Rava had a cheshbon why he wanted to keep this money. And at the Chazon Ish, the Gemara says that Rav Mari, the son, he was Bei Rav, he was in the Beis Medrash. Why did the Gemara add that? Says the Chazon Ish, because Rava would not do such a thing in a place where maybe Chilul Hashem. If it was outside in the street, people would start questioning what Rava did. But because Rav Mari was in Bei Rav, was in Beis Medrash, he knew that everybody will figure out that Rava did the right thing because of his own cheshbon. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the Sefer Derech Sicho, on Parshas Behar, he brings his Chazon Ish, and he says, he brings a story that he heard from his father, Kilas Yaakov, regarding the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was once in a train, and a maskil sat next to him and says, look at this, Rava loved money. And he brought a hard Gemara. So told him Chofetz Chaim, I don't know exactly the cheshbon of Rava. It could be he needed the money for some tzedakah or pidyon shvuim, similar to Chazon Ish. But he says, I know, look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9b, that there it says that there were animals that were stolen from Rava's house, but it was in Machteris. And Rava holds that you don't give it back, these animals, because there's a reason of kim libdam rinei. And even though the thieves wanted to return it, Rava did not accept it. Based on Rav, you can't take it. So he did not agree to accept, even though the thieves give it back to him. If Rav is such a lover of money, he's willing to do anything to get money, how can he explain the Gemara there in Sanhedrin? That's a rayo that Rav was very careful with money. And just to add to this, that the Sefer Mikhtovei Toiro, which are letters that the Imre Emes wrote, he writes to his son-in-law that about a discussion and learning that he had with Rav Lechonon Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Domoy. And one of the things that they discussed is that here, the Rashbam brings, that whoever is brought down in this Gemara, we pass on a loch like this. So, Chon Wasserman asked the Imre Emes, but we know the rule is that if a Rav paskens a halacha based on a maisa that happened to him, you don't rely on it. Because maybe he has a little bit of negias, and he's paskening because what happened? If he said the halacha before in Beis Medrash, so then you follow it. But if he came only because of a maisa, and it's the getim, you don't rely on it. So how do here we rely on the halachas the Rav taught? So answer the Imre Emes, and with the footnotes there, they add it. Rav throughout Shas, we saw it also early in the Masechta, when Rav made a mistake, he always corrected himself. He got up and said, Devarim sha'amarti lechem tosu. He always got up and corrected himself. Here we don't see the Rav corrected himself. So therefore, usually, we don't paskin when a Rav paskins a halacha, because maybe he made a mistake, and he would not necessarily correct himself. But Rav was so careful in halacha, whenever he made a mistake, he always corrected himself. So here, everything is done b'shikul adas, b'din, and if Rav says that, that means that's the din to follow. And to conclude this whole thing, I saw a nice mahalach brought down in a sefer of this generation called Bamidbar Yehuda. And he wants to say the explanation here in the Gemara, and it really connects to what everything we learned, is similar to what brought down a story with the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, there was a person in his kehila who lost his money. So Chasam Sofer gave him a loan. And he told him, go and you'll be successful in business. That's exactly what happened. The person took the money for the Chasam Sofer, invested it, and he was very successful. And he came back, he returned the money to the Chasam Sofer, he added and gave a beautiful gift, added to the money. The Chasam Sofer took the gift, examined it, said, ah, what a beautiful gift. An amazing, beautiful thing. And the Talmidim around were very surprised. The Chasam Sofer is examining a gift, which is clearly ribbis. And after a while, after Chasam Sofer examined it and praised the gift, he returned it back to the Baal HaBos and said, I cannot accept it because of ribbis. So Talmidim asked, what was this? Why it took you so long to say that? Said the Chasam Sofer, I want to come and show the Maila of ribbis. I'm not right away saying, oh, ribbis, I can't touch it. I want to show this is a beautiful gift. This is such a nice thing. I would love to take it, but I'm keeping the mitzvah of ribbis. So he wants to say, that's the shadow over here in this mice as well. Rava wants to say, Rava wanted to get to a case where he says, really, this money, I don't have to give back. This money really belongs to me. And then he would do midas chassid and give it back. He wanted to bring it to a situation where you come and you appreciate that really I don't have to give it back, but I'm still giving it back. So that's why Rava was a little makbid. Why did you tell him away that now I have to give it back? I want to do it as a midas chassidus. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shove email us to Hotzogu, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.